Chapter 6 Death's Dominion. The death car phased south, emerging in dense jungle. The rutted mud trail here was too difficult for the mechanical vehicle, so it shifted to the stallion Mortis and trotted readily through the steamy growth. "Halt!" someone cried in Spanish, the translation sounding in Zane's left ear. He looked around and spied a camouflaged soldier whose rifle was pointed menacingly. Zane halted, drawing cloak and hood close about him just in case. "Where is this?" "I'll ask the questions," the soldier snapped. "Who are you and what is your business?" Should he tell the truth? Zane knew that could complicate things, yet he was increasingly disinclined to deal in falsehood for any reason. "I am Death, come to collect a soul." "Oh, yes, sir," the soldier said, snapping to attention. Surely he had not heard what Zane had said. The words must have come across as the recognition code for a high officer of this army. Well, if that was the way of it, he would play the part, as he didn't want to get lost in a region of violence. "Identify yourself and your mission," Zane said curtly. "Sir, I am Fernando of the loyal Niceldemea army, on patrol to rout out the 7th Communist Renegades." Zane remembered now. Niceldemea was a banana republic where guerrilla infiltration had been occurring for some years as the communists sought to topple its unpopular autocratic government. Naturally, there would be many killings here, and some would require Death's personal service. His watch showed 30 seconds. "Carry on, Fernando," he said, and urged Mortis on toward the rendezvous. In a moment he entered a rather pretty jungle clearing, but as he did so, small arms fire erupted. A bullet bounced off his impervious cloak. There was a scream beside him, and a Niceldemean soldier jumped up, stiffened, and spun to the ground. Zane needed only a glimpse before the man was buried in the brush below to see that the right side of his head was gone. He was definitely dead. In fact, it was amazing that he had been able to jump, but this was not Zane's client. This soldier could make it to eternity on his own. More government soldiers charged into the clearing, intent on obliterating the sniper. The ground gave way under three of them, and they fell, screaming, into a pit. Yet the surface of the ground remained unbroken. Zane realized that this trap was concealed by a spell of illusion. In one sense, illusion wasn't real, but it could be just as deadly as tangible magic. Enchantment was countering bullets quite effectively. Zane looked at his orientation stone. His client was in that pit, it seemed. Zane dismounted and stepped forward cautiously, following his gem arrow as his watch countdown swung to zero. His foot found the edge. He squatted, then sat, putting his feet down into the invisible hole, leaning forward and getting his head inside the spelled region. Now he could see reality. It wasn't pretty. It was a large open cavity with a dozen sharpened wooden stakes set upright in the bottom. The three soldiers were skewered on these. Two were dead, the third dying. The third was his client. Zane slid carefully down the steep side of the pit and landed on his feet. This required only a few seconds, but in that time he became aware how the man was suffering. The soldier had somehow turned as he fell, and the cruel spike had penetrated his back and emerged from the side of his abdomen. He had been impaled excruciatingly, his head and feet dangling down to the ground. His blood was hardly flowing. The stake filled the puncture. Zane tried to retch, but clamped his mouth shut. He lurched across and hooked out the soldier's soul, relieving him of his agony. Then he turned and leaned against the pit wall, breathing in long, shuddering efforts.